You're listening to Leadress Live, uncut, uncensored. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Leadress Live, uncut, uncensored. This episode is all about what I have learned during my first 45 days of self-isolation due to COVID-19. Yes, that's right. You heard my first 45 days of self-isolation. Regardless of where you live in this world, we are all under the wrath of COVID-19. Governments around the world have taken drastic measures to protect their citizens by limiting the spread of COVID-19, by city shutdowns, physical distancing implementations, and staying isolated at home. Some have done a great job at this, and others, well, not such a great job. Remember, a great leader is one that is able to analyze any given situation and take action on his or her findings and clearly communicate to his or her people the reason for the required action to be taken. If all this is done correctly, it will build enormous trust amongst the people, and they will follow the instructions. If the communication is not clear and there are questions about the strategy and that no specific answers are given to those questions concerning the strategy, this will not build trust for all the people, and a division amongst the people will merge, creating an even bigger concern during an pandemic like the COVID-19. The above scenario applies to any leadership role, regardless if you are the CEO of a company, the president or prime minister of a country. Communicating clearly will be the difference between life and death for many people. I have witnessed this in the past in my career numerous times, and now for the first time ever, at a much bigger scale and more dangerous one with various countries during the pandemic we call COVID-19. I would like now to share with you 5 things that I have learned during my first 45 days of self-isolation. So here we go. Number 1, the importance of adaptability. Humans are creatures of habit. When we are faced with a sudden change in our lives, some people have a very hard time adapting to changes. A lot of people want to move on with the change and get back to their daily routine. For myself, adaptability has not been a challenge. And the main reason that I believe that this hasn't been a challenge is because of my career over the years and the numerous unexpected business trips that have come up, with the majority having a 1 or 2 day notice without any preparation. This type of environment played a major role for myself on adaptability and the programming of my mind. You're probably asking what I mean by programming my mind. Well, let me try to explain this in more detail. Here goes. Our brain is a very powerful tool. Or let me put it this way. Our brain is very powerful considering it weighs about 2% of our total body weight. It consumes about 20% of the body's total oxygen intake and uses the same amount of energy. Just think about that for a moment, folks. Our brain is made up of 71% of water, and any amount of dehydration impairs the brain's function. This is why drinking plenty of water daily is very important. The brain controls our mind. We all have the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. About 95% of the decisions we make are made at the unconscious level. Something to think about. You see, the unconscious mind is basically lazy. It takes the path of least resistance. In my situation, because of my past experience, adaptability was easier than for most folks. The reason being, with time, my conscious mind programmed the unconscious mind about breaking the routine habits when an unexpected trip came up. It went into adaptability mode automatically, going from the regular routine into a complete city shutdown was an easier change for myself compared to other people. Number two, the importance of keeping a positive mindset at all times. I learned at a very young age the importance of keeping a positive mindset from both my parents. A very valuable lesson that has helped me in my life and in my career. With the current state of affairs worldwide, it is critical to try to understand what information is real and what is not. It is important to keep constant communications with your family, friends, and colleagues, and have an open dialogue about what you are hearing on the news and on social media. Share on what your views are on the current situation from day to day. It is extremely important to focus on the positive rather than on the negative. I have learned this a long time ago when I first started my career in sales. You may have noticed that the mainstream media, that they constantly focus on the negative numbers when reporting the daily cases of COVID-19. They always focus on the total cases from the beginning of COVID-19 and the total deaths. Rarely do you see the number of recovery cases and the currently total active cases. By focusing on the positive rather than on the negative, your conscious mind is actually molding. I repeat, your conscious mind is actually molding the unconscious mind to trigger a positive mindset, which with time will change the way you think. The last 45 days, I have come to better understand myself and the people around me based on their actions. In reality, during my sales career, this positive thinking was always unconsciously active based on my past experiences. This is thanks to my parents and our countless hours of conversations about life in general. It's there during those conversations that my unconscious mind formed the positive thinking trigger. You'll notice that you can be, for example, on Facebook with a group of people listening to a live feed, and you will see that people will constantly put different comments. What's interesting about that is they are listening to the same message that is given out. However, every person perceives that message in their own way. The reason being is their mind, the conscious mind and the unconscious mind, is basically taking that information and having them trigger their comments on the social media. Very important. Number three, utilize this time to assess your goals in life. This is very, very important. The rat race for many has come to a halt. I repeat, the rat race for many has come to a halt. The pause button has been pressed, and there is no better time than now to assess your goals in life. The most important thing to remember during COVID-19 is to take it serious and not take any sort of chances. We absolutely need to stay safe, healthy, both in body and mind. We need to change our daily routines and continue practicing daily physical distancing to conquer for once and for all this terrible virus that we all know as COVID-19. Now's the time to truly evaluate your goals and assess what you are going to do when the reset button is released again. I have been giving this a lot of thought during the first 45 days of self-isolation. And one of the areas that I am truly focusing on is completing my first book, which I started back in January 2019. One of the questions that comes up frequently when talking to my friends and some family members for the last couple of days, weeks, during this period, how do I know when it's time to make a change in my goals? Well, I can't answer that question for the individuals. That it all depends on them. This all depends on the individual's goal. Was it set correctly? Was it specific enough? Was it measurable? Was it action-oriented? And lastly, was it realistic? Was it a time-based goal? Early on in my sales career, I learned the importance of utilizing SMART goals, which have come in very, very helpful in both my career and in my life. Concerning sales and SMART goals, regardless of the industry that you are in, it is critical to have every member's buy-in to the sales plan. I repeat, it is very critical to have every team member's buy-in to the sales plan. You have to be transparent every set of the process and review each month the progress. If the sales plan utilizes SMART goals, there is no need for adjustment unless you're living through the COVID-19 era. Thus, the pause button for many. Number four, the importance of socializing from a distance. I repeat, number four, the importance of socializing from a distance. It is very important for all of us to continue to socialize just like we used to prior to the pause button being pressed, with the only difference from a distance. If we go back in time from our first day in kindergarten to our first date, socializing is a critical aspect of our lives. It has actually helped us grow to who we have become. As humans, one of the most important aspects in our lives has been socializing. That's right, folks. Socializing. We have the technology to be able to do this via our cell phones, tablets, laptops, computers. Video conferencing, Microsoft Teams, Skype, Zoom, FaceTime, Google Talks, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp, Viber, and on and on and on are all tools available to socialize in writing, audio, but more importantly, face-to-face from a distance via, that's right, via a live feed, a live video. We are able to conduct business remotely right from our home. That's right. Business as usual from our home. The technology is there for us to use it, and we will see once we come out of this COVID-19 that our world and how we do business, well, in many ways, I repeat, in many ways change because of this technology. I call this the realignment after the reset button is pressed. Take note. Finally, the number five, rediscover yourself. That's right, folks. Rediscover yourself. During these difficult times, I have come to rediscover myself and my capabilities. This time has given me the opportunity to slow down from the daily pace and take the time to think about past events in my life, look at the current situation I'm faced with, and think about if there is anything that I can change for the future. One thing is for sure, not to take anything for granted. We all fall into this trap in a busy society, in our busy day-to-day activities, and we forget that sometimes we take things for granted. It is very important to be grateful for what you have and help others where you can. I have done a lot of mind and soul searching during the COVID-19 time spent in self-isolation. There is one word that keeps coming up in my mind during the numerous conversation had with my parents throughout my life. And that word, my friends, is philotimo. A Greek word. That's right. Philotimo. Not sure if you've heard about it or if you ever heard it. It was always in my conversations with my parents. You see, I was born and raised in Canada, but both my parents raised me with the Greek way of life. The Greek way of life, which I refer to as the Greek DNA, and philotimo is the foundations of it. It's the most unique word in the world. It cannot be translated to any specific word. I like to refer to the word philotimo as a combination of philo, which means friend, and timo, which means honor. A very, very powerful combination. And once I hope with the COVID-19 pandemic is over, that we all are able to come together and stay together during and after this crazy times that we are living right now in our lives. Well, that pretty much concludes my episode. I'd like to thank you for tuning in and listening to my podcast. Until next time, please stay safe and strong.